And on 131009, we want to know, have you touched tongues with an animal? Crevo, yeah. Disgusting. Oh, what happened?
It was awful. So Emmy and I were going to Sydney, and Emmy was driving. And because I'm always exhausted from doing this job, I was like, oh, I'll just have a sleep. Right, so I tipped the passenger seat back all the way, and we had Molly in the back, our dog, and probably about half an hour, I was in a fully deep sleep. I woke up, I must have been slightly snoring with my mouth open, because I woke up with Molly's actual, like, nose, and she's a whippet, so it has quite a pointy nose. Like, you can imagine the wedge of a doorstop just jammed straight in my mouth, and out the tongue touched my tongue, and it was so disgusting. And I was like, stop it, Molly, ew! Emmy, like, almost drove off the road because she was like, what's going on?
No Listerine in the car either.
Did you get that salty taste?
Well, I don't even want to think about it. I probably did, but I've tried to block as much of this from my memory as possible, just leaving just enough so we can tell this story on the radio.
I love how you've narrowed it down to a particular taste as well, Jade. Like, you're obviously doing this on the reg.
No, well, actually, Ruben, one of my chihuahuas, he's a licker. We call him Mr. Casanova. And he, because he loves to just get, like, stand on your chest and you'll just lick it to death. He loves it. And sometimes his tongue, it's amazing how long their tongues are when it's just got great reach.
Are you okay with that, though?
Oh, no, I don't like it.
I'm like sitting there enjoying it.
And I'm like,
Mummy's home, get your tongues out, kids.
Sometimes it just creeps in there and I'm like, Ruben.
And that's as far
but
as...
But it happens.
Yeah.
It happens.
Yeah, God. So I thought, have you touched tongues with an animal? Dog, cat or other?
Alana, how are you today?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Oh, we're doing good. Tell me, what are your thoughts on this, and have you touched tongues with an animal?
Well, I've had my dog for 3 years and he's a licker, so anytime you try to talk to him, he'll try to give you a big smooch. But there was one night I went to give him a kiss on the top of his head. And, of course, I was talking to him, as all dog owners do.
Yeah.
And I was saying goodnight, and he just went straight in, popped his tongue in my mouth, and I was like, oh, my God.
What just happened? What breed and name is your dog?
It's Leroy, and he's a pug cross Kelpie. Aww. He's a weird mix.
So is he a bit, like, slobbery as well?
Not really.
Oh, that's
but
good.
He just loves, as soon as you try to talk to him and you're close enough to his face, he's quite small, he's just like, let me get at you.
He's like a tongue sniper by the sounds of it, old Leroy.
Oh,
thanks,
sweet.
Alana.
Gross but sweet.
A little bit.
Thanks for your call. Let's go to Michelle. Hey, Michelle. Hey, y'all. Tell us, have you touched tongue with an animal?
Unfortunately, yes.
Oh, tell me more.
So back at school in agriculture, I used to lead cattle.
Yeah, I love where this is going.
Yeah, I was using the prodder to push its foot back to straighten it up, and it licked me right in my mouth. It's like, I'm talking tongue scrape on teeth. It was
Oh, my God. And cows have such an enormous tongue.
Yeah.
That thing's like
Do you have do you have a big mouth, or was it a force? Like, I'm just I know the cow's tongues are so big.
Some might say I have a big mouth, Jade, but
that's not a bad thing.
Jade, that's not a serious question. And tell me,
what
Michelle,
did it feel like?
Sandpaper, but as you know, cows are pretty snotty, so I mean.
Oh, so gross.
Oh, Michelle. You poor thing.
I think Michelle wins.